This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends are assembled, it would have seemed. Where'd they come from? It's Wednesday, December the 14th, and this is the DJV experience. That would include Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The front page of the USA Today today is leading with a focus on how bad the drinking water is in our country, in certain parts of our country. And I always used to, well, I think in most circumstances, I like to start with something strong and powerful and good. But when I see something strong and powerful and bad that has been so much under review, we've been dealing with this. People have known that this was a problem in our country for years. Look at how long, just Detroit. That thing's been going on, that fiasco has been going on for almost 5 years, and the government hasn't really done anything about it. The feds have gotten involved.
Well, and they tried to cover it up.
Yeah, right. So here, the system that we have now, you know, the other, I take some of this stuff with a grain of salt, because as we all know, the news media loves to portray everything as negatively as they can. So I needed to nose around this a little bit, and because I'm a sort of rural suburban guy rather than a city guy. You two, Victoria and Jennifer, are city people, so there's a different situation. As a matter of fact, I wonder what you know, Victoria, about the water that you drink in New York City. You know where it comes from? Have you ever had it tested in your apartment? Do you feel good about the water that you're drinking?
I test mine constantly because I do not drink the, I don't drink tap water anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm from the Jersey Shore, which if you ever saw the John Travolta movie a long time ago, A Civil Action, yeah. Yeah. I'm from just north of that water, which is terrible. And, you know, and Aaron Brockovich has been talking, the real Aaron Brockovich has been talking for months now about the carbon six that's in the drinking water across the country. And it's a really big problem. So I have, I bought a water filter that has a little water tester, and so I test the water constantly, and the national drinking average, I think, is 0.58 parts per million of the bad stuff, and New York City water is 0.52, so we are better than the average, but that's not good enough, so no. My water filter literally makes it zero. So
well, hats off to you, because you've taken the initiative to check out
I
what
read too many blogs,
drinking.
Not to.
Yeah, well, but I think that's part of it. So, Jen, what about you, the L.A. water that you drink? Do you know anything about where it comes from? Has it ever been tested? How does it taste? What do you have on your end?
I have, you know, I don't know exactly, like, where it comes on the spectrum of actually testing it. I mean, it tastes okay. I remember a few years ago when I first moved into my house, there's been a difference in the water quality. You used to pour a glass of water, it was cloudy. Mm-hmm. Now it seems like L.A. has sort of cleared that up a little bit. I have a filter in my house, so basically everything that I drink runs through this filter, and it's taken care of. I don't know if many people just do straight tap anymore, do we? I mean, how many people do that?
I don't.
Unfortunately, a lot, I think.
Yeah, a lot of people do. I don't. In the house that I moved into does not have well water. Therefore, mm-hmm. there are a lot of bottles of water around where I am. And
thinking like Brita. I mean, even if you don't have like a filtering system in your house, a lot of people have those little pitcher filters.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I have. I have the pitcher filter because I'm just a renter, so I don't have. I have a filter on my shower though, because I. That's you know what's the point
that's
of only drinking
thing.
Clean water if you're just going to let it pour all over you.
Yeah, that's the other thing. People don't think about what's at risk here. It
yeah.
may be that your internal organs are at risk when you drink some of this stuff, but your external, your body, the skin, your hair,
right.
the things that you know you don't really think about when you're having. A bath in lead. What we're talking about here is having a bath in lead.
Yep.
This stuff, this lead that's in the water has been discovered all around the country in big cities and in rural America. That's why I don't want to drink this stuff. I had a well put in at both farms, the one that I used to live at and the big farm where I have the dairy operation. And the place I live now has is next to a brook, and I'm going to tap into that, I think, next year. But still, there is not much focus on this because, for whatever the reason, the people who are in charge seem to be able to buffalo everybody by talking around the lead-tainted water. These pipes that carry the water, most people don't even understand how the system works. The system, what happens in Los Angeles, what happens in New York, what happens where I am in Massachusetts, there's a huge, huge, mega, can I emphasize more, the kind of bureaucracy that runs the water. The water is something everybody needs, so politicians love to get involved. They created the Mass Water Resources Authority about 30 years ago. And took over, they spent $14 to $16 billion. This was before the big dig when they spent $16 billion to put in a roadway that was outmoded the first day they opened it. No, this is a water system that takes from a reservoir in western Massachusetts, pumps through 14 feet. The pipe that carries this is 14 feet, and it's basically dug out. New England is mostly granite and rock under the soil. So they've dug, during the Works Progress Administration in the 1930s, they dug this hole. That was about the beginning of when they could do, they had the equipment to drill through all this rock. And so from the Quabbin Reservoir to Boston is about 80 miles, almost 80 miles. So they dug this tunnel, and for 61, 62, 63 years, it was just a rock-based tunnel that the water came through, and people took most of the communities between Quabbin and Boston, piped into the water system, and they got their water out of that way, unless they had wells. My town had wells. But then when the Water Resource Association or Authority came in, they shut the wells down so they could charge, because it was so expensive to redo all of this stuff. They put trucks in. This is how big the pipe is. The hole is. They put 10-wheelers in the hole and excavators to dig out where there were problems and redo the well. And it was, the pipeline. And it was about every 2 to 3 miles they dig a hole in the ground, find a gravel pit, and they go down into the system, and they covered the whole system in a lead-based coating, like what you put on your roof, only that's tar, because it seals up all the holes. There were leaks everywhere. The water was leaking up millions and millions of gallons every day, and so they weren't getting enough money, getting enough water in Boston. Anyway, that's just a story of one of these things. There are many different systems all around the country, but they're all run by the government. Operators that are working for the government, and they've used the same kind of lead-based treatment to seal the pipes and seal these huge conduits for the water. And now we have boys and girls bathing in this lead-tainted water. Mothers and fathers are doing the same thing. We're all taking our showers. I happen to be in a hotel in Rocky Mount, North Carolina at the moment, and I'm betting from the taste of the water, I couldn't find the bottles on them, but I get up to to take a drink. I stick my nose underneath the sink, underneath the spigot, and whatever they put in it, and there are a lot of other things, by the way. Besides the lead, there's fluoride that has been shown to be toxic, and how in the world we still let that be a part of what
that amazes me. Yeah,
it is. I mean, all of this stuff is amazing. So maybe Trump will do something about it, or the people are around him. Because he announced he was going to put in charge of the EPA. I know he wants to get rid of the EPA, but in the meantime, somebody who doesn't like it.
Yeah, Steve Pruitt's in charge of the EPA.
Who's Steve Pruitt? What do we know about him?
He is. He's actually the attorney general in Oklahoma who is suing the EPA right now.
Oh.
What's he suing the EPA for? I don't know, being annoying. I don't know exactly the details.
There are a lot of suits against the EPA from the states because of overregulation. That's been going on for a long time. I just was thinking about Rick Perry, who's in charge of the Energy Department, and he's the one who said to the Energy Department how to go. So, I wonder how many of those, as an aside, it's kind of get a chuckle out of some of these people that are being appointed to these jobs. At any rate, back to the problem here. There are a lot of people in our country who will die an early death because they are drinking the tap water that comes out of it with toxins galore. There's a part of the story that's in USA Today today focuses on this youngster and what's going on in his brain as a result of having exposure to this water. I mean, remember, everybody's chemistry is different. Your brain chemistry is different than mine, and yours is different than Jennifer's, and everybody's is different. So these things may or may not affect you in the same way. But for heaven's sakes, when you know what lead is all about, when you know what fluoride is all about, when you look at some of these other things, the chemical components of these and how they mix with certain other components, it's lethal.
Yeah.
And why should we be paying all this money? Our water bills in Framingham are outrageous. And the water that, you know, I don't, you know, I have to pay it now because I'm in the new house, but I'm not drinking much. You know, it's, my water bill is very small because I just don't, I mean, I use it to take a bath or a shower, but I sure as hell am not going to drink it. And I wonder how many of you, as you get up this morning, you brush your teeth, you wash your face, you take a shower, even using the toilet, how many of you are thinking about what's in that water? And if you aren't, it's something to be conscious of. You could say, well, it's just one more thing to worry about. Well,
but that's something you have control over.
Yeah.
You can actually make that better.
You know, you want these people up in South Dakota or North Dakota or wherever is North Dakota who protest what would happen to their drinking water if the oil pipeline that was going to go under their reservoir broke. The water that's in the reservoir now is in its purest state. It hasn't been affected yet. It hasn't been treated yet. They have these, when they suck out of the reservoirs, they bring them through a water treatment. The water's coming through a water treatment plant, and that's where they add all of the crap that's supposed to make it either taste good or it's supposed to be better for you. It kills the bacteria, whatever it is. I'd rather be drinking bacteria, frankly, than lead.
Yes.
If you may have to
that's
make
a choice.
Yeah. Yes. That's, remember the line from The Magnificent Seven? That Steve McQueen delivered when he was talking to some of the bad guys. He's looking at Eli Wallach's character, and they're talking about how they're going to take over this or that. And so he looks at McQueen and says, "What's your line?" And McQueen looks at him and says, "I deal in lead, sir." And that different kind of lead. But no, actually, it isn't a different kind of lead. It's the same lead.
It is the same thing, right?
It's the same lead.
Isn't it also the same thing? This might be an old wives' tale, but isn't it also the same thing that made when people, the expression mad as a hatter, it's because there's a lead rim in the hat and the lead soaked through the skin and made people go mad.
Really? I never heard that before. So
oh, yeah.
Both of us.
If lead can actually seep through your skin the brim of your hat, which made the structure of an old time hat, then obviously if you're in the shower letting it rain all over you, might be food for thought.
Yep. All right. 19 past the hour. Lots of food for thought here. DJV.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else. For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Switching to the CVS Pharmacy at Target can make life a little easier. We'll fill your prescriptions while you shop, then text you when they're ready. Using the CVS Pharmacy app, you can pick up prescriptions fast. Just scan, grab, and go. Plus, you can order refills with just a tap. Moving your prescriptions to the CVS Pharmacy at Target only takes a few minutes, so go ahead, switch to easy. Visit a CVS pharmacist at Target today.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is all the way down to 4.125%. APR, 4.82%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
23 and change after the hour now. DJV focusing on Christmas music. We just do our thing. And this portion of each hour, a focus on music, etc. But because it's Christmas time, certainly we are appropriate in looking at the Billboard list of the most listened to and downloaded songs of the year. This has traditionally been near the top, and this year's number two, Brenda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. 1957, she was, I think, 14 years old.
Wow, really? I didn't know. One of my favorites. I love her.
13, 14, something like that. All right, and Sax is like, what's the guy's name from E Street Band? Is it Carl?
Clarence Clemens.
Clarence, that was it, yeah. I was thinking him when I hear this.
Right, I like to call him Carl. That's what his friends call him.
Like Carl?
Yeah. You know, Carl.
Him.
He knows him.
Yeah. All right, we get the joke. Everybody knows this tune. Let's focus on Tony Bennett's birthday concert. Most people are barely able to blow out the candles when they're 90 years old. My God, this guy. The case with Tony Bennett is he's at it and still sounds and looks magnificent.
Let me play among the
90 years old. His birthday was celebrated in an all-star concert taped a month or two ago at Radio City Music Hall. So this was an evening of music. His career, still A. His lung power with Fly Me to the Moon, for example, no amplification, no extra enhancements. A lot of these singers, when they get older, can't hit the high notes. Or some of the low notes.
Or they can't project.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
And that's clearly not the case with him.
Radio City Music Hall is a big theater.
It is.
So the fact that you could fill it up. Alec Baldwin was the host of the... Well, I suppose Bennett was the host as well. But anyway, Baldwin did an impression of Bennett that apparently is quite good. And then there's Lady Gaga, with whom she has had a very interesting friendship with Bennett. They had an album of standards. Was it last year?
Year before, I think. Now, yes. Coming up on 2 years.
Here they are, Lady in the Lady.
Which
the
went
Tramp.
To number one. That was Tony Bennett's last number one record.
I like her. In this kind of a venue, too. She's got so much funk, if that's the right word for it.
Yeah. This album is one of my absolute favorites. I play it all the time. They're duets.
Then there's Michael Bublé, who some think is sort of an heir in a way to Bennett's standards, his tradition of singing. He performed one of the trademark songs that Tony Bennett has made famous, The Good Life. Let it snow. So here's an interesting. Remember when Kevin Spacey played Bobby Darin in that movie, Beyond the Sea? Well, he was on the bill of fare for the Tony Bennett thing. He introduced a group of students from Frank Sinatra School of the Arts in New York, which Bennett put together, funded in the early 2000s. And then Spacey sang The Very Thought of You. Which I think
He did all the singing in the Bobby Darin movie. Yeah, I thought he was, I mean, of course, like, no one's Bobby Darin, but I thought he did a really good job. Yeah, he did a good job.
He was credible. And Katie Lang was there, Stevie Wonder was there. It was just a kind of a really neat reality. So, Tony Bennett's birthday. Happy 90th birthday, Tony. 28 past the hour.
I just call to say how much I care.
Flushing false beliefs down the toilet. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In November of 1973, several news agencies spread the unsubstantiated rumor that there was a shortage in toilet paper. Then, millions of Americans swarmed grocery outlets and hoarded all the toilet paper they could get until stores had to eventually issue limits on the amount of toilet paper that could be purchased. And the very real frenzy that ensued from the false rumor actually created a real shortage. The belief caused the reality. What beliefs are driving your behavior? What false beliefs are leading you astray? And what authentic beliefs can you hold to create the reality that you want? Remember, like the great toilet paper scare, your beliefs are creating your reality. So be mindful of what beliefs you hold. For more on life, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
One of the great things going on today, it's Wednesday the 14th of December, by the way, 10 days away from Christmas Eve, we're going to give away an HP Sprocket. It is a tech gift that most people who are out on the hunt are looking for, so I have...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
After the hour, this is the DJV experience. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, which is brand new. Have you taken the tape off of the buttons yet? What is the situation there, Kara? Describe the new situation. It looks like a rocket ship, right?
Yes, it does. I've got lots of shiny buttons.
Yeah.
And my new board is nice and silver. It doesn't have any food crusted into it yet.
No.
But
ew.
Give us a few months and we might get there. But yeah, it's nice and fancy.
All right. Now, the creative genius behind putting all of this together, many of you may remember for, 120 years, pretty much every day, a fellow named Rich McFadden was on the program, and he has decided that it was in his best interest and our best interest, after he's made sure that all of the things are working in the studio, he has got a graduate degree in printers. So because we're giving away an HP Sprocket printer today, a tech gift that will be featured on the QVC channel You'll be getting, what is it, $129 or something for this? How much is this thing worth?
It's $129 today if you go to QVC. This is their, what do they call it, their today's special value deal.
Yeah, they have one every day.
One product every day. Well, if you go to QVC today, they have their HP Sprocket portable photo printer with three boxes of printer paper.
Wow.
And this thing, Doug, this thing is super cool. It's a, it's smaller than your cell phone. Mm-hmm. And it prints out without ink 2x3 photos with sticky backs, so you can take the back off of the photo and stick it on the wall or the.
How does it do it without ink?
I actually talked to the inventor of this thing. It's amazing. The printer actually has a piece as the paper comes out that takes electricity and activates the print, the ink that's already on the paper. So the thing that comes out of the printer that activates the electrons tells it red, blue, green, whatever it is, or a mix of them. And as the paper comes out, it you see the photo there. But really, the ink is in the paper already.
Wow. It's amazing. We were thinking, as we were driving down here, left Boston yesterday and drove to North Carolina on our way to Florida, and the... Yeah, we look at this. We were both fiddling with our iPhones and thinking about what we can do with them. And I'm sure we haven't the slightest idea what we can really do with them. But, you know, I was using Waze. As a matter of fact, we were...
I was going to say, do you use Waze?
Because that could help you. You guys don't use Waze.
Now, here's so I called Richie. Richie and I and Meredith are talking on the phone about getting around Washington last night. And Richie just says, why don't you use Waze?
No. What I said is, what is wrong with you people?
That sounds more like it.
Why? You both got iPhones in your hands, and you're calling me for directions.
That's hilarious.
Well, but the Waze thing sort of kept dropping out, or it didn't seem to
work right.
They're
in a brand new Rover with navigation systems, and they both have iPhones in their hands, and they're calling me to see whether I should get off on 695 around Baltimore or not.
Well, I don't know if it's that simple. We just really wanted to talk to you. We didn't really need your help. We just wanted to see how
you were doing. We were more chit-chat. So.
Yeah, right.
But still, it was funny.
Anyway, the Waze, well, Meredith had it on hers, and she took it off because it was so frustrating. I had it and activated it yesterday, and we were going through New York. As a matter of fact, I almost called you, Victoria.
And I would have said, just turn on Waze, Doug. Have a good trip.
So this is how crazy. There are two or three different aspects to this. For those of you who are traveling for the holidays, be ready for craziness. Now, so yesterday we left early enough, so I thought we'd get through New York before there was any afternoon traffic. So it's about one or maybe quarter of one, and we're coming up on the across Bronx. And I was just going to go over the GW Bridge because that's usually the most direct way. And normally at like noontime, 1 o'clock, it wouldn't be crazy like it would be at 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No. There's a backup. We're looking on the GPS in the car, and there's all these arrows, and it's black, and it's green. You know, nope, you can't go anywhere. So we ended up going in a circuitous route through we went through Brooklyn and Queens and all kinds of followed. Yeah.
Nothing good ever happens when you end up going through Brooklyn and Queens Staten Island.
Down on Houston in Soho.
You were in the city?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Why did you? You don't need to be anywhere in Manhattan.
We couldn't find our way. The traffic was so bad, and everything was just stopped. So I wasn't going to sit there, and Meredith's as impatient as I am when it comes to, let's go, we got to find a way to go. So we're driving around, we follow, there are arrows here and arrows there. So we're all looking at Waze, and we're looking at the GPS in the car.
If you were on Houston at midday, you literally went from the frying pan into the fire.
That's the worst thing you've ever done.
Which is why I told you to stay on 695 around Baltimore and 495 around D.C. Because he was saying, should I take 295, should I take 3? And I'm like, no, you're getting into the city, close to the city. You want to go as far around.
He likes going right into downtown.
We did not go through Washington, though. We went around Washington.
Smart.
And got
you're
down.
Like, look, there's the White House.
Yeah, right.
I can't believe you made it all the way to North Carolina with all that drama.
Yeah,
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah. So anyway, the idea is that the technology is magnificent if you know how to use it.
Technology. I didn't even know where you are right now. Here we are sitting here talking on the radio.
Yeah.
All across,
like we're
the,
all in the same room. The world. Sounds like we're all in the same
room. We're
all
in the same room, and I had no idea where you are right now.
I didn't tell you yesterday where I was.
You told me where you were going, but I didn't know how far you were going to get.
Well, Rich, turn around, look over your left shoulder.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hey,
you know what? That reminds me of something. One of the most memorable, Kara, if you've got that audio from yesterday that we had of the Rock and Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy actually wasn't on the audio. One of the most memorable moments. I had tears in my eyes. I think all of you did as well. This is the perfect kind of holiday feeling that we all ought to get. And I think more and more of us are getting into it. I know now when I start to travel at the holidays, and I have done it for years, I get really into this place that I am not in the rest of the year. So when we listened yesterday, for those of you who didn't know, Jimmy Fallon on Friday night had The Rock on to plug his Moana movie. And then they had arranged a deal to bring back a husband of one of the ladies that's on the staff of The Tonight Show. And so what happens is that Dwayne Johnson takes over, because I think he's the one who arranged it or got the people to make it a possibility. So just listen to this, and if you don't have a tear in your eye when this is all over, there's something wrong with you.
You know, if we ever have the opportunity to give back to our troops, I think we all should, because, you know, we live and enjoy the life we have, right, yeah, because of them. So I would love to give back to a military family that's actually here in the audience. This person does not know, and I'm going to want to walk over here in the audience. And let's see, right in here. Where's Karina?
What is happening right now? What's going on?
Hi. So you're Karina?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Karina, and I hear you're a producer of the show, and you're an Army vet.
Yeah.
Right? My name is Dwayne Johnson. How you doing?
Hi.
It's so good to meet you. And I heard that you met your husband when you were both deployed in Iraq.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. And your husband's name is Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he is he's a master sergeant.
Yeah.
In the U.S. Air Force.
He is.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. And you guys have been living apart for the past year and a half because he's 5,000 miles away.
And right now, the husband is walking in and standing behind her, and she doesn't know
what to do for you. We just want to thank you and your husband for your service and your sacrifice, and I personally heard you are the most amazing person, and we wanted to bring your husband home for you in the holidays. Turn around and hug your husband.
That bring tears to you.
It's a nice video, yeah.
Ah, definitely great. Nice video. Yeah, right. And it makes good audio as well. All right, so let's follow the trail here. How did I get from talking about the
I don't know.
HP
let's dial
Rocket
up some ways, because I have no idea how we got there.
Oh, no. We were talking about technology.
Yeah.
And then
still, how does that get us to the Fallon show?
I think I was talking about this time of year and how traveling made me feel so good. And then there are other things that made me feel good.
And traffic is really bad.
Like this video.
Yeah, like this video. Right. That's very good.
How did you guys not follow that?
All right, but to finish up on the HP Sprocket.
Yes, the HP Sprocket. What are we giving this away
today? I'm on the QVC site right now.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're going to give one away next week. All right.
So we're giving one away today.
Victoria?
Next week we are giving one away. You can win one with the show, but today, if you can't wait, then you can go today and buy your HP Sprocket.
And if you definitely
QVC
want to make sure you get one, because this is the hot deal of the tech deal for the season, you've got 20 hours, 17 minutes, and 18 seconds to get one over at QVC. Just go to QVC.com, and it will be on there.
How many of these things will they sell at that?
Zillions, Doug. I'm telling you. I had one of these things in Jamaica, and we went to an elementary school in Jamaica, and we were taking pictures of the kids on our iPhones and then printing the picture out right in front of them. And the looks on their faces when the photo came out of the printer, it was amazing. So if you're at a holiday function with the family or something like that, and you're sitting there printing out pictures, it's very cool.
You know, and Victoria and I were talking about this, Dougie, you know, with like the other cameras that are out there that might have something like a similar functionality, you have to use that camera, and they're very hard to focus. You get to use your regular phone so that you can actually do all the stuff you're used to doing, and you get really good
high quality. So instead
pictures
of buying a Polaroid camera that spits out the picture, and you're like, oh, I don't like that one. Oh, I don't out like that. Now
and
I
then you're wasting all the film. Yeah.
The paper. So now I can take as many pictures as I want with my phone, my iPhone, and say, that's the one I want. Print.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's just the coolest invention. It's amazing.
Now, to make this even more exciting, ladies and gentlemen, with my new iPhone, Mr. McFadden has taught me how to use the Element, and I actually figured it out on my own. You'll be surprised.
Congratulations.
Using a microphone with the iPhone, I will be interviewing the Prime Minister of Israel in his office next week.
Very cool.
And I then want I'm video going of this of Doug trying to figure. Hold on
no,
a minute.
I've already
Mr.
figured
Prime
it
Minister.
Out.
Do you, have a, do you actually have a cord that plugs into the headphone jack?
I do, in fact.
Okay,
but I
cool.
found out you don't have to do that because the microphone is pretty good on the iPhone.
Yeah, it is.
You don't even need that.
The regular
right.
voice memo, yeah. put it on the
yeah.
table. It works great.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to do that. And then I'm going to email it to Kara so she will have the audio when we go on the air to talk about me being in Israel next week.
I will be so proud of you if you pull this off.
Yeah, I will be too.
I'm already very proud of him. He's made so many great strides. And this has been Doug's year of technology. Not a lot of great things happened this year. We lost so many famous people who are wonderful, but yet Doug conquered technology, sort
what
of.
What about Alan? Speaking of that, Alan Thicke died.
I know. Oh.
At
69? This one really bothered me.
Good
God. He was in such good shape.
Yeah.
Right. Was he a smoker, though? Was he a smoker?
I don't know. I'm not sure. He was. No, I don't know about that, but I know.
But he was in really good shape, and he was so much so that he was playing hockey with his 19-year-old son when he collapsed and had a heart attack.
Yeah.
So can I tell you guys a funny little story here? Last time my
right
dad
after we
him.
Talk about Alan Thicke dying, let's have a funny story,
funny.
Jennifer.
This is just cute. So I talked to my dad last night, and it was right after I had read about Alan Thicke dying, and I said, Daddy, I just want you to take, you know, really good care of yourself. This hits too close to home. You know, obviously this is, you know, around your age, Doug. This is, you know, a couple years on my dad, but you know, it's all in the same little area
here.
And
same
I'm like,
club, yes. Right.
Yeah, I said, I just want you to take good care of yourself, Daddy. I can't believe it. And he's like, what? And I said, Alan Thicke died. He goes, really? And I said, yeah, he looked in great shape. He was only 69. Just, you know, I want you to, you and Mom to be around a long time. And he goes, well, what happened? And I said, well, he was playing hockey and he just dropped, he had a heart attack. And my dad goes, well, that's your problem. No 69-year-old should be playing hockey.
Your dad's like, I'll be fine.
Yeah. That's like we were driving
through. I thought
that
was cute.
Some of the lines that we come up with when we don't think we're being funny. We were driving through, I don't know, I took the, actually, securities route. I avoided 95 and came down, I think it was 40 or something, to get onto the South 95. And there was traffic. All these lights, and it's like 7 o'clock, and I looked at Meredith and said, don't these people know they're supposed to be home eating dinner? What are they doing out like this? And what are you doing out here? All right, looks to me like it's 47 past the hour with DJV.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of unlimited with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Enjoy unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data starting at $20 per month per line for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. It's the best price for unlimited. You'll never have to worry about running out of data or surprise overcharges again. All on a network that is within 1% reliability of Verizon and AT&T and is better than T-Mobile. So
when a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 4.125%. APR, 4.82%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
God love you, Jennifer. It's 53 past the hour. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, plus a cast of thousands, including Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden. So we're just talking about what my feelings are about Verizon. And we're
this sit is down. Tech talk. It'll this be is, a while.
Wait a minute, that's not kind.
But you have a lot of feelings about Verizon. So
well, I have a lot of. I'm a very passionate guy. I have a lot of feelings about a lot of things, and I don't keep them to myself. Some mm-hmm. people think sometimes I should. Anyway, but in this case, I'm happy not to. Yeah. With the folks at Verizon being like Darth Vader in a way, and so we were just talking about I'm learning how to use Facebook to make phone calls. And Richie says, you know, in 10 years there won't be there won't be any phone companies. It'll all be stuff that you do on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I said that's good. We get rid of those you know what's at Verizon, and everybody sort of chuckled. And Jennifer's back there with her. Go ahead, Jennifer, make that noise again.
Okay. Is that kind of it?
Yeah, there's a little of that, yeah. All right, in a moment, we're going to focus on the stuff that was all fiction. We were talking about what it would be like in 10 years. Go back to the Future, Part 2. You'll be happy to know that my hair looked just like Christopher Lloyd's hair from Back to the Future 2 yesterday. It was fascinating. That has nothing to do with technology, but there is a lot of stuff going on that's connected, and I guess Nike's involved. All right, so I'm putting all the pieces together too quickly. We'll let Victoria put the pieces together in a moment. Athletic shoes that are technologically astute. How's that? Is that a good way to plug this?
Perfect.
Athletically astute. Technically astute athletic shoes. Up next here on Tech Talk.
Burger King presents
Breakfast stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
You shouldn't have. And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See a Staples associate for details.
All right, now 56 past the hour here. Doug and Jennifer and Victoria. Ricky will probably pipe in on this as well because he loves talking about technology. So what's the story with these new shoes?
Well, we've all seen Back to the Future 2, right? Everyone in the group, we remember when Marty McFly goes back to the future again, and this time it's way ahead in the future, and he snaps into a pair of Nike high tops, and he doesn't know where the laces are, so he ends up hitting a button, and they self-lace. Well, that technology is actually here now, and Nike unveiled these yesterday. They are expensive, however, they are so cool, and the technology behind them is really amazing. They are regular. They look just like a regular pair of Nikes, except underneath they have lights that give you the battery level, and when you step into them, they automatically sense where your foot is, the shape of your foot, and they self-lace, and then they adjust as you walk around until you get the proper fit. People who have demoed these Nikes have said they are absolutely the most comfortable shoes they've ever worn, and these are high-performance shoes that Odell Beckham Jr. has been wearing from the New York Giants. He's been one of the first athletes to really test these shoes out. So there are so many amazing things, the technology in this. The only thing is, which a lot of people are questioning, what happens if you get wet because there's so much tech in here? There really isn't a great answer yet. But right now, you might ruin them if you step in a puddle. Right now, they're at
You might get electrocuted as well.
That's right. Yeah. Right now, they're only at two locations in New York, Chicago, and San Francisco, and Los Angeles, and they're by appointment only, but they're going to be rolling out by December 20th.
Two locations in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. Does that mean there are two stores in New York?
Two different stores,
and two in L.A. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
But they're $720.
Good job.
That's the downside, but still cheaper than Yeezys. Lace your own shoes.
Thank you. 59 after.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.